Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Recently, we made a programme on revolutionaries, people of action whose deeds have helped to change the world. We're also making a programme about orators whose speeches have changed the world. This is a programme about thinkers, people with great minds whose thoughts have changed the world, changed our own lives. We need people who stop and think and question things. People like Bob Dylan here.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
The archetypal thinker is maybe Archimedes, way back in Greece, 250 years BC. He was a mathematician, a physicist, an inventor, an engineer. He was good at lots of things. He was the most famous mathematician of the classical world. The scientist whose formulas relating to spheres and other solid objects remains the basis of all mathematical knowledge even today. He was born in Sicily. He invented the screw, a brilliantly simple practical irrigation device which is still in use today around the world. We remember him perhaps most of all for his cry of Eureka in the bath. He was chewing over a problem, thinking about it, and he got into his bath, and then he jumped up shouting, "Eureka, Eureka, I found it." And he got so excited at discovering his discovery that he ran home naked from the public bathhouse. The thing he was thinking about was about how a body displaces itself in water. When a boat sinks into a lake, it shifts the water the same amount as the boat's own weight. Anyway, without going into the technicalities, it's that idea of him jumping out of the bath with his great insight. Here's John Denver. He's got his thoughts on higher ground too.
There are those who can live with the things they don't believe in. They are giving up their lives for something that is less than it can be. Some have longed for a home and a place of inspiration, Some will fill the emptiness inside by giving it all to the things that they believe. They believe. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. But given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'd be reaching for higher ground. I will stand on my own. I will live up to this vision. I will trust in what I feel and follow my heart until it brings me home. Bring me home. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. Given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'll be reaching for higher ground. Night, lead me to the light. Teach me the magic of wonder. Give me the spirit to fly. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. Given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'll be reaching for higher ground. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. Given the possibility of living up to the dream.
Another thinker is Plato, way back in Greece as well, about 400 years BC. He was the founder of modern philosophy and a prolific writer. He still exerts a great influence today. Born into a wealthy family in the city-state of Athens, he was a student of Socrates and he taught Aristotle. My favourite story of Plato's is his cave story. He says, imagine that there was a community of people who lived in a massive cave all their life, generation after generation. They sat around this log fire, watching the flickering shadows on the wall, and that was life. Till one day somebody said, there must be more to life than this. I'm going to go and explore. Are you coming? No, we like it here. Why don't you sit at peace? No, I must go and explore. So they went exploring, and they found themselves eventually at the mouth of this cave. They went out and discovered a whole new world. It was so exciting, but they felt duty-bound to go back and tell the others about the world they were missing. So they scrambled down the cave and find the people still sitting around the log fire, watching the flickering shadows on the wall. And they said, you've got to come out. There's a whole other world you don't know about. And then they found the thinker's problem. The family wouldn't go with them. The people then either had to go into this new world and explore it further without their family, or they could stay with their family knowing that out there there's a whole wonderful world that we can't reach. It's not easy being a thinker. Here's John Denver singing about people living together and facing two different directions.
They say they love each other, I've no doubt they do. They say they'll always be together, that may not be true. They come from different places. different points of view. They find themselves in different spaces. Everything is all brand new. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always on the road somewhere, the other one always stays. Too often unhappy, too often on your own. When you are moving in different directions, true love is all alone. Old stories start to surface, patterns from long ago. Loving quickly turns to anger for reasons they don't even know. The strongest heart can be broken with one insensitive word. The deepest feelings remain unspoken. No one is seen, nothing heard. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always wants to work things out, the other one wants to play. Too ready for changes, too much that just can't wait. When you are moving in different directions, true love can turn to hate. If opposites attract each other, what's the reason for one being like an open window, one just like a closing door? Two different directions, too many different ways. One likes to see the morning sunrise, the other one sleeps in late. Too many tomorrows, too many times too late. When you are moving in different directions, true love may have to wait. If you are committed to different directions, true love will have to wait.
The thing about thinkers is that they question accepted wisdoms. You think of Copernicus and Galileo. Everybody thought that the sun revolved around the earth. But Copernicus and Galileo, they both suggested that maybe it's the other way around, folks, that it's the earth that goes round the sun. And it wasn't very popular to the extent that they lose their lives for it. You have to be brave and bold to be a thinker. And it does raise the issue in parallel with us and God. Who revolves around who? Who's the genie of the lamp? Who asks who to help? Because in truth, it is God who is the centre of the universe, and we serve him. Although sometimes it looks like we think we're the centre of the universe, and he has to pop up to help us. Here's Joanne Hogg singing, I Am the Great Sun.
But you do not see me. I am your husband, but you turn away. I am the captive, but you do not free me. I am the captain, you I am the truth, but
Another great thinker in the history of the world is Sir Isaac Newton. He was living around the year 1700 as a physicist, a mathematician, a philosopher. In those days, they seemed to be good at everything. He made inventions with regard to optics. He was a big name in the world of calculus and other things in mathematics. But the thing I like about him is when he sat under an apple and an apple fell on his head, well, most people would just go, ouch. He said, now why did that happen? And he thought about it and he came up with gravity. One of the things about thinkers is that their brains are always alert, the antennae is always up, and they interpret everything and ask questions about everything. The best thinkers in that regard are little toddlers. They've got fingers into everything, they've got eyes looking at everything, brains questioning everything. But why, Mum? But why? But why? But why is the key to knowledge? Here's a children's song that conveys that profound thought. It actually quotes Jesus himself saying, ask, seek, knock. When it comes to thinking about people who are famous thinkers in more recent times, we think about Albert Einstein, I'm sure, born in Germany to a Jewish family. He was a theoretical physicist and he wrote lots of complicated works that I'm unable to explain. He's known to us as the man really who developed atomic power through his theory of E equals mc squared, that minuscule amounts of mass could be converted into vast amounts of energy. And from the atomic power, we've obviously now developed atom bombs. It shows how abstract thinking can end up with some very practical results. And where you end up can be miles away from where you started, and a bit scary how it might end up. Thinking is quite dangerous. You have to be careful when you're just thinking abstractly for where it may end up. He got the Nobel Peace Prize for his theoretical physics, but maybe not for the atom bombs in the end. Here's Katie Melua singing The Spider's Web, and it's a play on that thought that the thinking between right and wrong is a very thin divide, and it's not an exact science, and it's scary how the consequences can be so much greater than the initial thought.
If a black man is racist, is it okay? If it's a white man's racism that made him that way? 'Cause the bully is the victim, they say. By some sense, they're all the same. 'Cause the line between wrong and right is the from a spider's web. The piano keys are black and white, but they sound like a million colors in your mind. I could tell you to go to war, or I could march for peace and fighting. When he sends you to fight, 'cause the line between wrong and right is the width of a thread from a spider's web. The piano keys are black and white, but they sound like a million colors.
The last thinker for today is Martin Luther in Germany. At the time, the church that was based in Rome ruled the whole of Europe, but there was a lot of corruption in it. And Martin Luther was offended at the corruption and wanted to get reform in the church. And he protested about the reforms. He was very much a churchman. He didn't want to split the church. He was a lecturer, he was a priest himself and a lecturer to other priests. But one day he pinned up on the door of the church in Wittenberg 95 points that he wanted the church to adopt and reform. Instead, he got excommunicated and chased out. He was on the run, having to sleep in a different bed every night. Eventually, he was put on trial at the Diet of Worms, where he gave the famous line, "Here I stand, I can do no other." When we think of the Reformation as a whole movement across Europe, indeed around the world now, it's personified in this man, Martin Luther himself. He's the first of the great reformers at the Reformation, though there were kind of people before that causing ripples. He himself moves from being a priest, who then gets excommunicated and becomes the Protestant leader, the protesters. And by the end of his life, instead of being a celibate priest, he became a married man. He actually had with 6 children to a nun, an ex-nun. He embodied in himself the movement from a religion that's tied up in rules and regulations to the freedom of grace, that Jesus loves me, smile, relax, enjoy that. The more we study Martin Luther the person, the more we understand the whole movement of Protestantism. So thinkers like Martin Luther and like the other thinkers we've been thinking about, they cause ripples. They often cause a lot of hostility. They often lose their own lives. But in the end, their thoughts cause people to think, cause people to change, and they make the world go round. Here's a song by Don Francisco, "I Don't Care Where You've Been Sleeping." It's a song to encapsulate the whole gospel of grace. Before Martin Luther and the Reformation, there was this religion of rules, regulations, duty, legalism, burden. Martin Luther opened up a new chapter where people could relax and believe that Jesus just accepts me as I am.
Loved you long before the time your eyes first saw the day, and everything I've done has been to help you on the way. But you took all that you wanted, and then at last you took your leave, and traded off a kingdom for the lies that you've believed. And although you've chosen darkness with its miseries and fears, although you've gone so far from me and wasted all these years, even though my name's been spattered by the mire in which you lie, I'd take you back this instant if you turn to me and cry. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed, I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again to me.
Jesus himself was a thinker, and he made us think by his preaching and parables, his miracles, by his whole life, by his death, by his rising again. And yes, thinking is dangerous and it hurts sometimes, but it's a lifesaver, a world changer. It's the cause of great happiness, it's the source of great life. And it's not optional, is it? To be human is to think, and to think well. So bye for now, and I leave you with this thought from Cliff Richard.
What did I ever do for you that you should die for me? And what did I ever give to you that you should live in me? Now and forever and always true, your love has found a way. As I was, I am, and always will be
my heart, be in my head, be in my soul tonight. Live in my words, let it be said, live in my life tonight. Pray that I never take in vain the name I hold most dear. His love in the very heart of me casts out all doubt and fear. Now and forever and always true, your love has found a way. As I was, I am, and always will be in my heart, be in my head, be in my soul tonight. Live in my words, let it be said, live in my life tonight.
Tonight
we shall sweetly sleep.
Tonight
by still waters deep.
Tonight
for my soul to keep.
Still waters,
lead me to your
still waters. Still water.
My soul to keep.
Still water.